266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign next week with her running mate, according to CBS News sources. But she says she has not yet decided who that will be. Harris is stumped in Atlanta, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe was there.
Vice President Harris trying to do something many Democrats didn't think would be possible this year. She's trying to win Georgia. Former President Donald Trump still leads in this and most other battleground states, but in Atlanta, we found the kind of enthusiasm Democrats haven't shown all year.
So we've gone from an emotional feeling of no hope to hopefulness.
During an interview on WABC Radio Sid and Friends in the Morning, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump appears to agree with host Sid Rosenberg as Rosenberg disparages Vice President Harris's husband.
This Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, Mr. President, is Jewish. He's Jewish like Bernie Sanders is Jewish. Are you kidding me? He's a crappy Jew. Yeah. He's a horrible Jew.
Trump goes on to say,
number one, she doesn't like Israel. Number two, she doesn't like Jewish people. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And nobody wants to say it.
Tomorrow, Trump will take part in a question and answer session at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago. Missouri resident Christopher Dunn, who has spent 34 years in prison, is now free. KMOX's Sean Malone has more.
St. Louis, we did it.
We did it.
Christopher Dunn now free after spending a week in legal limbo, innocent yet imprisoned, after having his murder conviction vacated last Monday. Dunn thanked his wife, Kira, for her support through the years.
I cannot forget my wife, who has stuck with me through thick and thin, through it all.
Dunn said after being locked up nearly 34 years, he is looking forward to going to Busch Stadium to see a Cardinals-Cubs game. Sean Malone for CBS News, St. Louis.
A huge achievement for the U.S. when it comes to winning at the Olympics, CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The U.S. has powered its way into an Olympics record and reached a milestone of 3,000 medals with its latest wins at the 2024 Paris Games, the first country ever to do so. On Tuesday, the U.S. crossed the mark after Team USA earned its 26th medal in this year's Olympics, and there are still many more medal chances ahead before the Paris Games end on August 11th. So far this year, the U.S. has won 26 medals, 4 gold, 11 silver, and 11 bronze. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Olympic triathlons will take place Wednesday after days of delays and uncertainty over water quality concerns in the Seine River. Organizers say the latest tests of the famed Paris waterway show compliance with quality standards. Elevated levels of bacteria delayed the men's race from today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to new survey results from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students said they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. Kamala Harris is running for president, but overall, fewer women are running for office across the country this fall. Princeton University's Debbie Walsh.
Women have been essential to flipping the most competitive seats in recent election years, and women of color have been winning both statewide executive and legislative seats in states and districts with majority white electorates.
Record numbers of women were elected to Congress in the last three cycles, but now the Center for American Women in Politics says the numbers have dropped off this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Braves tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and the team that left Milwaukee for Atlanta, the Braves. The Brewers winning game one last night, 8-3, thanks to some good pitching.
Pitching staff was really good. You know, Colin Ray gave us another great start. Milner again, what can you say? Pagiro, Mears. Huck gave us a great inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who said that Trevor Megill has moved to the 15-day IL with back problems. The Brewers making a trade before the deadline tonight. They required right-hander Frankie Montas, who pitched 19 starts for the Reds this year. In return, Milwaukee sends Joey Weimer and reliever Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. NFL has new kicking rules. You can now only attempt an onside kick in the fourth quarter. You must be the losing team, and you have to declare when you're going to do it. Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
This new kickoff thing is going to be fun and confusing and different, and a lot of questions are going to arise regardless of what position we're talking about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies here in the overnight as just a few showers and thunderstorms roll in later on. Near 70 at daybreak, light south winds. On Wednesday, we'll see some showers and storms early. Another chance late in the day, partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Right now, it's 73.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today. Last night, I don't know if you caught this, but white dudes for Kamala Harris had 193,000 people show up. They raised $4.2 million. This was on a Zoom call. 193,000 white dudes for Kamala. People are cranked. Oh, and then, by the way, you know, once white dudes for Kamala, with 193,000 people showing up, started bragging about it on Twitter, Elon Musk banned them from Twitter, or from X, or whatever he calls it now. Apparently, they've been reinstated, but, you know, this is pathetic. This is just pathetic. Anyhow, a lot going on today. Why J.D. Vance and the MAGA Republicans do not represent the idea of America and our core values. I want to get into that in just a moment. Also, Republicans are fighting to defund firefighting efforts nationwide. You know, the billionaires just don't want to pay their taxes and would prefer to let America burn. Has joy returned to politics? Interesting question. We'll talk about all those things in this first hour. In the second hour of our program, did you hear? He confirmed Russian meddling in 2016 to help Trump win, and now he's speaking out. Amazing piece in Rolling Stone. Also, why some Republicans are supporting Kamala Harris. The mayor of Mesa, Arizona, the 36th largest city in America, and arguably the most conservative among those 36 cities, just came out and endorsed Kamala Harris. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour of our program. And in the third hour of our program, our old buddy Greg Palast is going to drop by. When will teaching history become a criminal act? Well, it could be sooner than you think if Donald Trump wins the election. Got a lot to cover today. My op-ed over at HartmanReport.com is titled Why J.D. Vance and the MAGA GOP Do Not Represent the True Idea of America and Our Core Values. And so, you know, what is the true idea of America? Obviously, we've never actually acted it out. But, you know, these children of the Enlightenment who were the founding generation, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, George Washington, Thomas Paine, Ben Franklin, slave owners and anti-slavery activists alike, they had this brilliant idea that people could govern themselves. It was an idea that had not been used for 3,000 years in the history of civilization. The last time it had been tried had been in ancient Greece, and it had only lasted a few hundred years. And they thought, you know, we can do this. And the example, and I lay this out in great detail in my book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, the example that they followed, frankly, was the Native Americans. But anyhow, the idea of America was this idea of an egalitarian, multiracial, multicultural, multireligious, sectarian, democratic republic. And the GOP and J.D. Vance in particular, but Donald Trump as well, are just going in the opposite direction. French President Emmanuel Macron got it right when he recently said, patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. See, these guys are buying into nationalism, excuse me, and they're promoting nationalism. And patriotism is a very different thing. President Macron said, nationalism is a betrayal. By pursuing our own interests first with no regard to others, we erase the very thing that a nation holds most precious, that which gives it life and what makes it great, its moral values. You know, the French experienced the difference between patriotism and nationalism when Hitler flipped Germany into nationalism in the 1930s. And thus, the former late president of France, Charles de Gaulle, put it very clearly. He said, patriotism is when love of your own people comes first. Nationalism, when hate for people other than your own comes first. Abraham Lincoln made this distinction between patriotism and nationalism in the Gettysburg Address after having defeated the white Christian identity nationalist Confederacy movement in the Gettysburg Address. He said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. It is rather for us to highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. But then J.D. Vance comes along in the Republican National Convention, in his acceptance speech, and says, you know, one of the things that you hear people say sometimes is that America is an idea. But America is not just an idea. It's a group of people with a shared history and a common future. Now, that's not just an idea, my friends. That's not just a set of principles. Even though the ideas and principles are great, that is a homeland. That is our homeland. People will not fight for abstractions, but they will fight for their home. If this movement of ours is to succeed and if this country is going to thrive, our leaders have to remember that America is a nation and its citizens deserve leaders who put their interests first. Now, that's a perfect articulation of nationalism. You know, just reject the idea that America, this is literally the truth. America is the first country in the history of Western civilization that was founded on an idea. Rather than on DNA, rather than on language, rather than on culture, and rather than on geography. Yes, you know, I would be the first to acknowledge that DNA, white men, played a huge role and controlled all the power at the founding of our republic. But every generation over these 240 plus years, every generation has gotten us closer and closer and closer to that founding mission statement, that founding goal, which J.D. Vance rejected in his acceptance speech. Patriotism expresses love and devotion to one's country as a whole, including all of its people. Nationalism, on the other hand, focuses on a devotion to a specific ethnic, cultural, or national group within the country. Patriotism refers to our country. Nationalism refers to our homeland. Patriotism requires both tolerance and appreciation of other countries and cultures. Nationalism preaches superiority over other cultures, nations, and groups. Patriots can accept criticism of their country and seek improvements. Nationalism rejects criticism and says, my leader's right or wrong. In 1937, at the Nuremberg rally, when Rudolf Hess, and Sean, I'm going to play some audio out of my computer here, when Rudolf Hess introduced Adolf Hitler at the 1937 Nuremberg rally, he switched from the traditional German patriotic Vaterland, fatherland, and went with instead the nationalistic German Heimat, Heimatzusehen. Heimat is the German word for homeland. This is Rudolf Hess introducing Adolf Hitler in 1937.
Dank Ihrer Führung.
Germany will become a homeland.
Heimat zu sein für alle Deutschen der Welt.
A homeland for all the Germans in the world. So that was Hess introducing Hitler, introducing the word homeland into the German vocabulary. They stopped at that point. The Nazis stopped referring to Germany as the fatherland and started referring to it as the homeland. Now, homeland, after all, invokes blood and soil. It's where your ancestors lived, where your family came from. It's the core of your religious, racial, national identity. I mean, it makes sense when the Zionist movement uses the word homeland to describe Israel, because that's what it is. But not when it's used to describe America. We are not a heterogeneous. We're not all one people. We are a multiracial, pluralistic, multireligious, and secular and democratically governed nation. Yeah, I lived in Germany in the 80s. I knew actual Nazis. I knew a guy who had been at that Hitler rally in 1937, marched up and touched the blood flag as part of his initiation into the army. And in my entire lifetime, until 2001, when George W. Bush started using that word homeland, I had never heard an American politician use that word. Have you? Never. Which is why when Bush came up with the word homeland and created the Department of Homeland Security, a chill went down my spine. And I wrote several op-eds about it. It was one of the things that got me, that provoked me to start this radio show, frankly. So now we've got this movement, this MAGA movement, this nationalist movement that wants to strip the history of African Americans and queer people out of our history books. They want to pass laws to make it harder to vote. They want to trash economically marginalized and discriminated against people. They use the phrase DEI as a slur. They even ridiculed Biden, President Biden, when he said, this was last week, he said, America is an idea stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It is the most powerful idea in the history of the world. The idea is that we hold these truths to be self-evident. We're all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Instead, J.D. Vance is telling us, no, we're just a bunch of white people here. So what is the Republican Party doing to impose their nationalist view on America? First, they're trying to break our ideals and credentialed-based bureaucracy by Trump's Schedule F, right? Fire all the civil servants. Loyalty to country is replaced with loyalty to the leader in their party. Next, they're working to fully legalize political bribery. The Supreme Court took the lead on this one. Then they want to destroy our faith in the rule of law. The law is for thee, but not for me. And they're running a felon for president. And finally, they want us to lose trust in our institutions like the free press. Hitler called it the Lügenpresse, the lying press. Trump calls it the fake news. Our national motto, E Pluribus Unum, out of many come one, summarizes the idea of America. Trump's motto, go back to your s-hole country, expresses, to paraphrase President Macron, the exact opposite. The work of our day is to restore the idea of America, an egalitarian, pluralistic, democratic republic, and then help it realize its full potential after all these many long years. I'm signed up for it. Are you? I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Why are Republicans trying to defund firefighting efforts? I get why they want to defund the FBI. They think it went after Donald Trump. But firefighters? Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGE, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the heartland where the rivers run, where the dreams of freedom first begun, they speak of flags and promised lands, but their vision slips through our hands. Janie Vance and MAGA crew claim they know what's best for you, but their America's not what we see. Not the land of the brave, not the home of the free. They only represent our core, not the values we adore. Liberty and justice for all, not just for the few who stand tall. America's a land for everyone, not a dream that's come undone. We stand together, hand in hand, for the true spirit of our land.
We're back 25 minutes past the hour over at The Writing. This is, you know, all these right-wing websites. Town Hall. Liberal white women are the worst. WorldNet Daily. Why joyless Joy Reid supports murdering Negro children. Oh, my God. Wall Street Journal. Kamala's gift to Hamas. Right. The Federalist. Kamala is the most queer-promoting presidential candidate ever. Oh, good. I'll vote for her. Red State. Kamala's making Dems sweat. Really? Front page, Kamala's crime wave. Washington Free Beacon, Kamala bizarrely dated daytime TV king Montel Williams. Oh, horrors! 20 years ago, she dated a TV star. Oh, my God. Oh, he was a black guy. I get it. Meanwhile, Republicans are trying to defund firefighters. Now, you know, the reason for this is really obvious. Republicans are trying to defund everything. Why? Because the right-wing billionaires who own the Republican Party don't want to pay their damn taxes. And so the more things that they can stop the government from doing that require money, the stronger argument they have for, hey, don't raise our taxes, bro. So virtually every House Republican voted against the Wildfire Response and Drought Resiliency Act, which would have authorized four federal agencies, including FEMA, to each spend up to $10 million on the Wildland Fire Risk Reduction Program. This is from the demlabs.org. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Andy Biggs, Jim Jordan, they all voted against the 2023 omnibus spending package in December, which set aside $2.1 billion for wildfire management. They all voted against the supplemental spending package last September, which provided $2.5 billion for wildlife relief. And they all voted against the annual transportation, housing, and urban development spending package last July, which provided $6.4 billion for wildfire management. Why are Republicans voting against money to deal with wildfires? I don't know, probably for the same reason they insist that there's no such thing as global warming and that the wildfires are just, an act of God or something. These folks are weird. I mean, genuinely weird. I got to tell you about Joy in the Campaign and your calls after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back after this short break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple thoughts about cryptocurrency. And I'm going to say right up front that I am married to a man who has a little bit of cryptocurrency, so I know there are some smart and very handsome folks in that space, and that money can be made in it. Now with that out of the way, I'm going to quote Michelle Singletary, who's the Washington Post money columnist, and she recently said, "Investing in crypto is highly speculative and inappropriate for most everyday investors." I think she nailed it for those of us who don't work in the money trading business. People who got in early, at least some of them, have done okay. And even when you hear about record highs for Bitcoin or Ether, just know that there are plenty more epic plummets that might not be making your feed. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Minutes past the hour. Remember when the debate, that disastrous debate between Trump and Biden happened? My heart just fell. I mean, when I realized that, there was a very, very good chance that Donald Trump was going to become president. And in fact, that night, as you know, I wrote an op-ed that became the editorial for the editorial board of Raw Story magazine. Or online publication, or whatever they call it, calling on President Biden to step down and make Kamala Harris his nominee, and which is what has happened. And God bless him. You know, I mean, it took a lot of courage and a lot of commitment to America to put our national interests ahead of his own personal interests. But I just, you know, I spent a couple of weeks just really wretched. In fact, Louise and I, you know, we took a vacation there, and it was so nice to just get away from politics because it was such a bummer. And now it's like, whoa, the Harris campaign, the headline over at Daily Kos by Joan McCarter, the Harris campaign and GOP chaos have brought joy back to politics. And they have. I mean, you know, Jamie Raskin on MSNBC yesterday said, or day before yesterday, said, Democrats are having fun again. We've recovered our sense of humor. He says the enthusiasm is real, it's genuine, and if they want to say it's manufactured, that's cool. Republicans should continue to kid themselves all the way for the next 100 days. And then Joan McCarter notes, all the way from Representative Lauren Boebert's Beetlejuice incident. Jeff Teeter calls her Hansy Oakley. To whatever in the hell happened to Representative Matt Gaetz's eyebrows, Democrats are loving it. The RNC tried to fight back on Monday, releasing their newest list of 2024 young gun challengers. Several of them were over 60. the GOP just can't get out of their own way. All righty, what's on your mind today? Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. It's been a long time. I think I've called once since we got back from Australia. So I had some Australia things I thought I would call you about. Okay. But we're watching TV last night. We're watching Rachel, right? And I said to my husband, oh, my God, there's a bunch of lefties are going to call Tom Hartman. So your screen, your talk screener said that the first call he had was about talking about the fake electors and all of that. Mm-hmm. It was so terribly grim. Now, I know you had an explanation for that on that first call. I'm not totally calmed down, right? Because you said you'd be amazed. We've been amazed. You'd be astonished. Correct. We've been astonished.
Correct.
And so I'm calling for everyone, like my extended family, we're all in our 70s, who, you know, we're tweeting last night, just texting, and so I don't know whether you want to sort of nail that down about, because we just think that these people, these deluded cultists, would do anything. Yeah. And I don't want to go back to Australia.
No, I get it, Katie.
I'm sorry. It's like, by the way, just to insert something here, I think I have a solution for you about one little problem that you have. Okay?
Okay.
That is, Why don't you just call it X Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, so talk some more about the,
Sure. So what it looks like Donald Trump is talking about, because he keeps saying, you know, we got more votes than we need, don't worry about it, we're going to take, you know, I'm going to be president. And Rachel Maddow pointed this out last night on MSNBC, is that in the six or seven major swing states, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, I believe, they have embedded 70-some odd election deniers into the bureaucratic levels that will have to approve the vote counts to provide a certified vote count so that the state can actually submit their electoral count, their electoral college count. And if any states withhold their electoral college count in a way that prevents either candidate from hitting 270 electoral votes, then under the 12th Amendment, the election goes to the House of Representatives, which is dominated 27 to 23, if my recollection is correct, by Republicans. Each state gets one vote. And so, you know, out of 50 votes, it would be 27 to 23 in favor of Trump, and Trump would become president. And the arbiter of that would be in all probability the Supreme Court. And you know, this is apparently their strategy. I mean, this is their plan B if they don't win the election outright, which, you know, it's increasingly looking like they're not going to do. And I think it's, you know, it's a possibility. I believe that if there is, first of all, there have been a number of these election officials in the last couple of years, Republicans all, who have refused to certify elections, and on multiple occasions, courts have found them in contempt. Courts have threatened them. In one case, a person was threatened with jail, and they relented, and they went along. I believe there was one case in Arizona where the court actually overruled them and simply said, you know, we're going to certify this election. So, number one, I'm not sure they'll be able to get away with it. Number two, if the Supreme Court tries to intervene at this point, the Supreme Court has been so discredited and so politicized, you know, a la 2000, but, you know, now even worse, that I'm not convinced that the Biden administration will even, you know, pay attention to them and follow them. And then it would be...
Won't they appeal it to the Supreme Court? So they don't, the Supreme
certainly.
Court doesn't have to be proactive, but all of those states with the fake electors can just, you know, if a judge there says, no, this is no good, then they'll just go to the Supreme Court.
No, that's my point. And if the court says, yeah, it should go to the House of Representatives, then now the House of Representatives, control of the House of Representatives changes on January 3rd. And if Democrats can take the House of Representatives on January 6th, when this vote is certified, there will be Democrats in charge. And they could simply refuse to hold the vote and say, you know, no, we're not going to do what the Supreme Court says. There is a precedent for that, by the way. Andrew Jackson refused to do what the Supreme Court said in the Trail of Tears case. He refused to do what the Supreme Court said in the Second National Bank of America case. And Abraham Lincoln refused to do what the Supreme Court said in Dred Scott versus Sanford.
Right.
So, you know,
but that means that Trump would be the presumptive president until January 6th, when a new
The current president will be president of the United States until January 20th. That's the
date. Well, I mean the presumptive next president.
I don't think so. I think that whoever got the most votes, I mean, we'll have the actual vote counts. Even if you've got election officials who are refusing to certify them, those numbers are going to be out there. So,
do you predict violence in the streets?
I don't. I don't think it's going to reach that point. An awful lot is going to depend on the margin by which Kamala Harris wins.
Listen, I ordered postcards for the first time. I got to an age where I thought door-to-door is just not cutting it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's always something people can do. Their daily coasts are offering them.
Yep. So, number one, I don't think it ever benefits anybody for us to get hysterical and freaked out.
It is important to be
informed. Well, that's why I ordered postcards.
Yeah, there you go.
I never would have. I'm a terrible handwriter.
That's
yes.
Right. It's,
I'm
it's
a little hysterical.
What's important is to take action. What's important is to do something. The best.
Well,
the
sometimes
best,
hysteria does trigger action, which it did in my case.
There you go. The best
we're
treatment for anxiety
we're
is action.
We're all sitting around. Yeah, we're all sitting around at the seniors' home doing these postcards.
Yeah, well, good on you, Katie. And that's what we need to be doing, is we just need to be doing everything we can to help Democrats up and down the ticket win this election and just repudiate these MAGA neo-fascists and say, no, we want our country back. We want an America that is a pluralistic, democratic republic, you know, rather than a neo-fascist, authoritarian, strongman, oligarchic state. So, Katie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It was great, and thank you for framing the issue so well. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's up?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Chaz. You just cut yourself off. I think you might have hit your mute button by accident. No.
Oh, shoot.
Apparently not. Apparently your phone is dying. Chaz, I'm going to hit a break here, and I'm going to put you on hold, and you can work this out with Mark. Mark, Chaz is on line 3. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. The place where despair is not an option. We have to get active. There's so much to do. There's so much we can do. Every single one of us. There's so much we can do. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Presumptive Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris was in Atlanta to campaign with supporters.
The path to the White House runs right through this state. And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
A top tier of contenders has emerged to be her running mate, with a pick expected to be made by Monday. Former President Donald Trump was not on the trail, but he was on WABC radio, where he said Jewish people should not vote for Democrats.
Schumer has become a Palestinian. Chuck Schumer is officially now a Palestinian.
Christopher Dunn is free after 34 years in prison.
To those who participated in my prosecution, I forgive you. I'm not going to forget, but I do forgive you.
His Missouri murder conviction was overturned. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has named an auditor for the Milwaukee Public School District. MGT of America Consulting will review the district's operations and finances in one of two audits Evers ordered to get MPS back on track. MPS submitted late financial forms last fall, which kept the district from getting state and federal funding. You can now find the biggest pickleball facility in Wisconsin between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. James Kelly reports.
The Chippewa Valley Pickleball Club held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new facility on Monday. Officials say the project cost about $500,000 to complete, and they expect it will bring a number of visitors to the area, providing an economic boost. The organization is planning to use the facility to host a number of tournaments in the future, including a five-day competition next July.
I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. He's qualified, he's white, he's a dude. Actually, the dude. And he's for Kamala Harris. So says Jeff Bridges, star of 1998's Coen brother cult classic The Big Lebowski. Variety reports that Bridges took part in a Zoom call titled White Dudes for Harris. Joining Bridges on the call were fellow actors Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bradley Whitford, and Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. They were joined by various Democratic governors and pledging their support to Kamala Harris. Bridges brought out his best dude voice saying, I'm excited, man. Divorce can be rough on a couple. For example, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting and have listed their Beverly Hills home for $60 million, forcing Affleck to buy a much smaller house for only $20 million. According to TMZ, Lopez celebrated her birthday alone by throwing herself a lavish Bridgerton-themed party. There's something so fancy about that, and yet so sad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies here the overnight as just a few showers and thunderstorms roll in later on. Near 70 at daybreak, light south winds. On Wednesday, we'll see some showers and storms early. Another chance late in the day, partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot at the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair and a great conversation with Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Weird.
Yeah, up in northern Georgia, riding around in the mountains, so I may lose you. Okay. Let me make it real quick.
Sure.
Been watching the Gates campaign and his primary competition, their ads are nothing but almost pornography. His contestant, Dominic, I think is his name, is running ads just about the allegations that Matt Gaetz has been seen or testified or rumored to have been with underage prostitutes. And
which race and which state is this?
Northwest Florida, Matt Gaetz.
Oh, Matt Gaetz. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, they're going that. After him in a big way?
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh,
this
yeah,
is in the primary. The Republican is going after him.
Correct. It's McCarthy, I think, is funding this guy.
He's
not
McCarthy
even from Northwest Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates him. He's not from Northwest Florida at all. The guy that's running against Matt Gaetz, he's from Missouri. And just, you know, like the last couple weeks, right before the election, you know, period, came up, applied for, you know, or put his name in the hat, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And all they're doing is running attack ads on Matt Gaetz about meeting with marijuana growers and hooking up with underage prostitutes in the Bahamas and stuff like that.
Wow.
And but what's really funny, at the end of both their ads that they're fighting against each other, Trump approved. I approve of Trump. So they're kowtowing at least to the big man.
So on both sides, they're still a MAGA all the way. That's fascinating.
Oh yeah. Nobody, if you're anti-MAGA in Northwest Florida, you're not going to get elected.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the report from Matt Gaetzland. I appreciate it. That's fascinating. Yeah. Thank you
it's
so
pretty
much.
Funny. Thanks.
Yeah. Good talking
Thanks.
To you. Ben in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Great show, like always. Really enjoyed your opening rant. That's what I was calling about. Not only their actions, which we could go on and on about, but the fact that the MAGA Republicans have hijacked patriotism, or, you know, it's really nationalism, but they call it patriotism.
Yeah.
It just astonishes me. Now, I'm a Democrat, and I'm also a proud American. I got an American flag outside my house. And as a truck driver, I see a lot of the country. But one thing I see, luckily not as much of as I used to, but you still see quite a bit of MAGA and Trump flags and all that kind of stuff. But you see all that, and I look and I go, huh, there's no American flag. But I thought they were supposed to be patriots. It's just kind of amusing to me that they don't even seem to know basic civics. Hey, if you want to support, a fascist, be my guest. But aren't you supposed to have basic civics and know, hey, fly an American flag too or above it? Or maybe they just kind of secretly know, well, we're not really patriots.
Well, they put Trump above the flag. They've certainly put Trump above patriotism. And spot on, Ben. There's a huge distinction between patriotism and nationalism. And these guys are nationalists. They're not patriots. So, said. Ben, thank you so much for that. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, yeah, you were talking about patriotism and nationalism, and you just got my attention. And I'd like for you to distinguish for me what is the difference between the Nazis' nationalism and the Israelis' nationalism or patriotism?
Well, Israel is intentionally, they're saying we are a country of, by, and for Jews. Now, they have allowed, 20% of the voting population are Arabs, so they're tending toward pluralism, but they call themselves the Jewish state. Germany never called itself the Christian state or the white state. And Hitler tried to convert it into that, to say, there are no Jews allowed, no Turks allowed, no fill in the blanks. I think there's a significant difference there. Germany was trying to purge itself of the people that had been Germans for centuries, for millennia. Who had been living in Germany, who just, weren't white Christian, end quote. I realize Netanyahu is kind of putting the lie to this, but generally speaking, Israel is not trying to do that.
Your last part saved you, Tom. Generally speaking, that Netanyahu is putting a lie to this, because you were going over a cliff for a minute, but you caught yourself. Who was it that coined the phrase never again?
I don't know.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you what also freaked me out. White men for Kamala Harris, MAGA's in trouble. Behave yourself, Tom.
Okay, thanks a lot, Morris. Good talking to you, as always. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break. He confirmed Russia meddled in the 2016 election to help Trump, and now he's speaking out. I got to tell you, it's an amazing story. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll go live to the Wisconsin Public Education Network's annual Summer Summit gathering of speakers and panelists.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.